one of the areas where we do not have as much testing as we need is Southwest Ohio. There are other areas of the state as well that need more testing. In fact, in my view, everybody in Ohio needs to have access to these tests. And so with that as the criteria, really, we're short of testing everywhere. But we had a particular gap in Southwest Ohio. UC Health contacted me about a week ago, indicated that they had a contract with a company to provide a machine that would enable them to do significant volumes of testing, and that that machine had not been delivered as promised. So we've been working that for the past week, and I'm pleased to announce this morning that that test is finally, that machine to be able to test more individuals is finally on its way. This is incredibly important for Ohio because, again, without having the testing, it's going to be very difficult, in my view, to overcome this pandemic. We need better data on what's happening today to have a better healthcare outcome, including tracking people who have had the positive determination and finding out who they've been with recently and then being able to quarantine people. But we also need testing to know how we're doing, to be able to measure our success or lack of success. And that testing, I think, is what other countries have used successfully to be able to turn the tide and to begin to make progress. South Korea would be a good example of that. So I'm pleased to say that UC Health now will be able to get this machine that will increase diagnostic testing substantially.
You had mentioned earlier that Southwest Ohio needs more testing. And yes. Can you please help us understand and can you explain why there was a delay with this critical testing equipment from Roche and what you were able to do to cut through the process to get the equipment in? Was it that other states or other countries were outbidding Southwest Ohio? What happened and how were you able to overcome it?
Well, I would refer you to UC for details on this, but as you know, UC Health is one of the three coordinating entities for the state healthcare response. We heard about this from Dr. Acton yesterday again. So UC Health is playing a critical role in the entire southern part of the state. And in February, at the end of February, my understanding of this is that they entered into a contract with Roche, that's a Swiss company, to provide a state-of-the-art machine that enables them, using their lab, to be able to do testing at a high volume. And my understanding is that every week they were told by Roche that the machine was coming, but that there were other priorities, including areas of the state and I assume of the globe, of the world, where there was in their view, a higher priority. They also indicated that the White House and HHS was directing them to provide it to other areas. And so I jumped in and got involved talking directly to HHS, directly to the White House, to ensure that they understood the importance of having testing in our area of Ohio. We also, are of course wanting to help areas like New York where they have a higher number of people infected, higher number of people hospitalized, but we don't want our area of Ohio or any area of Ohio to be the next New York. And one way you avoid that is you have more testing to ensure you know who is healthy and who is not, and then trace, where that person has been, who that person has been in contact with, and then to be able to contain the spread more effectively. So, in my view, we were in kind of a catch-22 here in Southwest Ohio. We were, in Ohio in general, we've done better than some other states in terms of stopping the spread of COVID-19, but without testing, it's very difficult to continue to make that progress. So I worked with the Assistant Secretary of HHS, Admiral Brett Girard, and I want to commend him for getting personally involved. The White House was also helpful, and to ensuring that the promised machine was going to be delivered to the UC Health facility. It hasn't happened yet. Just this morning, actually late last night, I got the word that we now have a decision that it is going to be delivered. They're working on the logistics right now with UC Health. But having that machine, this is the COVID 6800 machine, is one of the, as I understand it, the most sophisticated testing machines in the world, and enables us to not only do a high volume of testing, but also with you know, relatively accurate testing. So it's very high quality testing, and we need it.